Hi everyone, welcome to Empower, my power, your power, our power. Today I have with me a fabulous, beautiful young entrepreneur whose creative pursuits began once she graduated from La Salle College of the Arts, Singapore and SCAD Hong Kong, kickstarting her entrepreneurial journey by launching her very own luxury fashion consultancy, the Wise Design Consultancy, in 2014. This fashion curator is all about creating a global fashion identity for every brand she works with, even receiving the award for the Influencing Women Leader of the Year 2019-2020 by UBS Forums. Parmita's inspirational vision and journey up until now is something all of us are keen on finding out about even more. So let's dive right in. Welcome, Parmita. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for being here. So tell us, Parmita, what sparked the fashion interest in you?
So growing up, as we would travel, you know, overseas, what really intrigued me was the way people dress, the way they give importance to dressing. And while a lot of us travel and a lot of great designers do great work in India, but the kind of exposure that you get internationally as a designer just drew my attention so much that there was so much potential in the Indian fashion industry. And being an Indian at heart, like no matter where I went, like I just wanted every brand to be that exposed, that available, you know.
Absolutely, worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah. Yes. Because there were multi-brand boutiques like Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth, Lane Crawford in Asia.
Yes.
And the Indian fashion industry, like now, is getting on there, but there are a lot of like emerging brands who have potential to be in those stores, and that's what I wanted to bring attention to.
Yeah, fantastic. I was actually recently in Mexico, and you won't believe, I was in a multi-designer store there, and the lady, the owner, came out and she met us, and she didn't know us, and she said, you know, I love your fashion. I said, oh, this is an Indian designer. And she said, oh, I would love to stock, but I don't have contacts in India.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me call up all my designer friends and ask them, you know, because they kind of are dying to source and sell, and they find enough
because
fabrics,
there's a whole
embroidery
price bracket,
yes,
which we can cater to being in India with the kind of resources we have in our country.
Absolutely.
Which they actually get manufactured here.
Yes.
You know, so just having all of that information and understanding with the way businesses run in India, I just wanted all of them to have that international exposure and availability.
Yes, perfect. So what do you like most about the fashion industry? You obviously have a great vision.
Yeah.
You have great experience, but also I think it's something to do with your gut, your taste, your, you know.
And what I really like is that the Indian fashion industry goes through a great process to make one particular exceptional piece.
Mm-hmm.
So while we may say couture and bespoke is even in Paris and it's fabulous, but every designer here will go through the whole process of sketching, drafting, curating,
mm-hmm,
color selection, and all of that attention to detail.
Yes. And fittings as well.
Yeah, everything.
Yes.
All of that, I wanted to voice all of that. That's how much work that goes into that one final piece which a bride wears or her family wears, or anyone even wears to like a cocktail event or the red carpet for that matter.
Of course, it's
a lot of storytelling. So that is something that I really like in the fashion industry that we have over here.
Lovely. So I also love the fact that it's like your own way of being vocal for local.
Yes.
And bringing it to, you know, global markets.
Yeah.
You know, like you said.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit of your background. What was your first job?
So,
and I know you started really young, like 21, was it?
Yeah, 21 was when I started my business.
Yes.
But I started working as a teen. So, like, I always, like, heard of stories in my family where, like, all of my cousins had gone abroad and, you know, they would study on and work on campus every summer. So, I wanted to do that. I wanted to know how that felt.
Right.
That it's so versatile, you know, like that while working and studying, we can do so much great work. So my first job, actually, like first important job, not like the small ones, was when I worked with IMG Reliance and I got an opportunity to head the social media for Lakme Fashion Week. And I worked on that. That's when I had that full exposure to fashion and everything, like meeting all the designers, all of that exposure came through that, and it was a wonderful opportunity. So that was my first job.
And you must tell all our listeners and viewers, especially the younger ones who are studying and wanting to become entrepreneurs or designers or consultants in the fashion industry or any industry for that matter, this is a very, very interesting and true story as to how many emails this girl has written and how she never gave up and how she got such fantastic job offers later. So please tell us when you finished
school. When I was about to graduate, I wanted to be independent. I didn't want to have anyone to, you know, be dependent on, even if it was my parents for that matter. So I was very aspirational about that. Yeah. And I sent close to 300 emails.
I can't believe it. More power to you. I love the drive and the determination.
And I was very positive. I was like, this is the process. We all have to do it. We have to email. We have to have ego, in this, because we're looking for a great job. So a great job requires great effort.
And so then what happened after the 300 emails went out?
Nothing happened. Only I realized that while there were great jobs out there, which I was willing to take up, nothing added up to a 360 degree approach, which is what I wanted to give as an entrepreneur. And I was fortunate enough that I had conversations with designers while interning with IMG Reliance, that all of them saw my work ethic, the way I give so much of importance to design while being so digital.
Right.
So they automatically tried to connect with me and, you know, request me that, can we have you as a part of our business, handling this. And that made me just realize that maybe I should do this.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe this is my calling. And
so much good came out of it. I mean, you may have thought, 300 job applications, but I hardly got called back for what I wanted.
Yeah.
However, out of all this grew a new career. And what you were good at got highlighted rather than doing a desk job or something that would be more answerable to someone else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like you said, you launched the Instagram accounts years ago when it was just so new social media for so many big brands. I mean, would you like to name a few?
Yeah, so when I started working on brands like Angelique Couture from Dubai. I was working with this brand called Swa in India, and Sonakshi Raj is a long-standing client. All of my clients have been very supportive, very encouraging. Age never came in the way of the way I gave my opinions towards the way they could lead business or improvise the way they work and the way they display their work.
Yes.
You know, they were very encouraging, and that gave me that courage to, you know, keep suggesting, keep being really honest with them, you know, that while everyone's a great designer, it's really important to bring out your unique selling point and your forte through your work.
And I think that's what your strength is, and that's what your agency and your consultancy is for, you know, helping in a holistic way for the PR, the marketing, the brand positioning, you know, the design elements, everything, correct?
Yeah.
So, I think that, but people knew that you were coming from a place of hard work, passion, knowledge, you know, and love for what you were doing.
Yes.
And that reflected in your work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well done, you. So, tell me, who are your biggest mentors and favorite fashion icons?
So my favorite fashion icon is, of course, Coco Chanel, because that was, to be honest, that was the first luxury thing that I got at, out of my own money as
well. Oh, nice, yeah.
So definitely her elegance, the way she conducted and brought out the brand,
yes.
You know, being a woman, and even Grace Kelly for the wonderful Kelly bags and everything that she's
and
given
her personal
the
style.
Her
so
personal
elegant.
Style,
so
elegant. The way they had so much of poise, even
yes.
though they were so empowering, is
yes.
what drew my attention.
Absolutely. And I even read that Audrey Hepburn was one. So I see the pattern. They're all classic.
Six.
So you have
yes.
very, very refined and elegant taste.
Yeah.
Parvita Sujan. So how did you launch your company, the Vise Design Consultancy, and what is the vision behind it?
So, I launched it, of course, with the support of a couple of my brands who believed in me, and I started like as a one person doing it, but then we grew slowly and it was very gradual, and everyone was really supportive towards it, friends, family, the way they were so encouraging, because initially in any business when you start it, you have to give a lot of time, you
Absolutely.
Have to give a lot of effort, and sometimes things go your way, sometimes they don't.
Yes.
So we have to keep like going, you know, and not looking back. So
yes.
that kind of came with the kind of understanding and flexibility that I had from my environment.
Correct.
And with the vision, so what I really focused on throughout is the way we storytell every brand story. So
sure.
I wouldn't want to, you know, just put out what would help the brand to sell.
Mm-hmm.
But I would always want to put out the way a brand can be remembered.
Yes.
Because that's like the main recall value that stays with every customer,
right.
every client, every person.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Even when I contacted you, when you shared, okay, these are the brands I represent, you actually sent me lookbooks of everyone. I was
yeah.
so impressed. Within like, I think we were still on the call while she WhatsApped me. I mean, she multitasked now. And she was like, and I was like, yeah, please send me, you know, the you
yeah.
know, descriptions, the brands. She's like, I've already shared it. And I loved it. I mean, that's why she is where she is. She's so successful.
Yeah, I never wanted to waste a single moment.
Yes.
Because the industry and the world is so cutthroat. And
yes.
right now with the pandemic and the way things are moving, we really don't know how long we have to
yes.
do what we want to do.
Absolutely.
So I don't think we should waste even like
yeah.
a single second.
Especially if you have to do something good or
positive.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So well done. So that's when your company started
yes.
and it has been growing.
Yeah.
And tell me, what is the best and hardest part of managing your own business?
So I think it's really important to have a work-life and personal life balance.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and of course, to really have the wisdom and compassion at the same time to say the right things, convey your point of view in a very strategic manner, which is also where you're listening to
mm-hmm.
your client, you're listening to your employees, you're listening to everyone's needs and requests and giving them exactly what is curated to what they need in their moment, not just as a brand, but even as a person, what
yeah.
they need that
yes.
will boost their career and their mission as a designer.
Yes.
So for it to be a really value creating journey
mm-hmm.
for all of us
yes.
together, because we are all growing, we're
yes.
all working together. So
and we're all consumers. You
yeah.
know, not only are we working to promote the brand
Brands,
or
yeah.
to make them, but we are also buyers. You
yeah.
know, so we
yeah.
it's, you know, clothes, jewelry. These are part of everybody's
life.
Accessories.
Yeah.
So, you know, you will
and
always...
you have to believe what,
yes.
what you're trying to convey to someone else. If
Absolutely.
You don't believe, you know, there's just like
yeah.
no life
People
to your words.
People can see what's
yeah.
authentic and what's not. I
yeah.
always believe that.
Yeah.
yeah. So tell me, so that is the best part.
Yeah.
Any hard parts? So we can advise young entrepreneurs what, you know...
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, with the lockdown and everything... Every business was greatly affected, and while I never expected something like this, because this is something very, very unheard of that
Absolutely.
We've all
the
gone through.
The world is all topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
yeah.
So when it was all happening, my main focus was that, you know, we shouldn't like necessarily do pay cuts and, you know, like do all of those things that would affect the motivation, you know, that every employee and client has. So it was about being really tactful and being really wise with the way we spend. So whenever you hit a low, the only thing I'd ever say is you have to keep going.
Yeah.
You can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though we were in lockdown, I never stopped working.
Right.
There wasn't a single day that my team stopped working. And they all did it with absolute positivity.
Fantastic.
Because of the way I believed and envisioned it.
Yes.
And that's how I would encourage any business person to do, any young, even freelancer, entrepreneur, trying to put themselves on the world.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep going. You
yes.
can't give up, no matter what's happening. You can improvise, you can make adjustments, you can find alterations in the way you conduct your business, but always ensure that it's running.
Very, very good words, you know, to follow. Wise words, I would say. How young are you and you know so much? No, excuse me. So tell me, you've worked with multiple brands. Some you just mentioned.
Yes.
I'll just name a few again. Redima Basin, yes. Anjali K. Couture in Dubai, Sherry D. who lives in LA, Sonakshi Raj, Blush & M, Lalati by Nikita, London, Sanskrit, Hong Kong, Aza, Mumbai, India,
yes.
and all over India, I guess.
Yes.
Boulevard One, Ashni & Co. London, The Rack by Kutchins in Dubai. I can go on and on.
Yes.
Okay, so great roster of clients. Is there a difference in your work approach while handling Indian and global brands?
No, because I've always thought that an Indian brand is as good as an international one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about tweaking the strategy to suit an international and global market. So even if a brand is out of any part of India for that matter, but they're doing great Western wear designs, great luxury prêt wear, it's about using the right words, using the right definitions, using the right way of constructing your strategy and putting all of that product out there is what, like, you know, makes a difference.
I think also knowing your markets, knowing the target
yeah.
audience helps, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So basically it's all the same. It's just brand to brand and what you're
yeah.
presenting, what you're,
yeah,
you know.
And it's always good to keep things classic. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's why my fashion icons do play an influence in this.
Yes.
Because I would never want to, like, just go with what's trending.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to see what's trending for you and what you can keep doing.
Yes.
Because your customers aren't just going to come to you for one season. They're going to keep coming to you.
Absolutely.
And that's really important that they know that every time they look back at a brand, that they, without even seeing the label, they should be able to say that, yes, this is from this person.
Yes.
And as long as you're focusing towards that, you'll be able to give, like, the right global strategy.
Lovely. So brand recall also plays
yes,
a very big
absolutely.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So any advice you would give to people looking to work or starting their own business in the creative industry?
So I would think, like, don't make, like, that big plan which has, like, everything chopped out. That never works.
Okay.
So what I'd just say is that have, like, a great vision.
Mm-hmm.
Be focused.
Mm-hmm.
Be determined. Have a regular routine
mm-hmm.
as to the way you are going to lead your day, because
mm-hmm.
there will be days that there'll be a lot of work and there'll be days where there'll be not a lot of work.
I know, burning the midnight oil and all.
Yeah. And there'll be days where you'll be looking for ways to get work.
Right.
So all of those days have to be maintained with the same kind of charisma and positivity and everything, because you never know where you're going to meet someone and have a conversation and dialogue which is going to lead to great business.
Absolutely,
together.
Yeah.
So just be honest and be a good critique to yourself and just be firm, because
right.
there may be times that, you know, you may not know what things are going to work for your client and not for you. So in the start, you may be a little flexible and things may not be as much in favor of you. But
mm-hmm.
it's really important to maintain a balance, you know, in
Correct.
Those scenarios. So as long as we're always maintaining a healthy balance
mm-hmm.
in the give and take between two people when they're having a dialogue to conduct business, that's really important.
Okay, nice. So what do you have aligned for the upcoming years?
So what we have aligned is definitely to go more global.
Mm-hmm.
I would love and aspire greatly to have a lot more bases across the world where people like me can do great work like this together. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, to really take every brand to all of the stores like I named, like I would love to see my emerging brands at Saks Fifth. Because even the US and even in London, everywhere, there are young designers
mm-hmm.
who do Fashion Week in Paris and everything and then get on board.
Right.
So why not these brands? So
of
I would
course.
Really strive to, you know, go to a couple of more trade shows, talk to more people, get
mm-hmm.
more exposure through my own personal journey, you
Absolutely.
Know, to get them out there.
How lovely. So I hope that all your dreams come true and you have great success and we see all your brands all over the world
Thanks.
In, you know, various lovely stores, and it's great for India and Indian brands
Yes.
to have people like you who want to put them on the map even more so.
Absolutely.
So thank you. So that brings us to the end of a fabulous, fun and fashionable chat with this ambitious and enterprising, really, really charming young lady.
Thank
okay?
you.
So thank you, Parvita, for sharing your motivating journey with us at Empower. And thank you, my lovely listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to catch up on all the podcast-related content and some additional fun sessions, from engaging videos, delightful pictures, and to much, much more, all of it specially curated for you on my Instagram and Facebook, Meenakshi Kuwadekar. And feel free to email me anytime at empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. And until then, as always, keep shining, keep smiling, have a safe and fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.